You will face problems in life which will look like an impossible situation to you. But do not despair, and do not rebel, and do not give up hope. Remember the counsel of the man of God. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do you really believe that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose? Or do you complain and grow fearful when impossible situations arise in your life? Well, you cannot answer yes to both of those questions. For if all things work together for your good, there is no reason to complain about anything that happens. Exodus chapter 14 recounts a historical event which shows the benefits received from facing an impossible situation. Moses is leading the Hebrew nation from bondage in Egypt to freedom in Palestine. He did not lead them in a northeast direction, which would have been the closest route. He led them to the southeast instead. When Pharaoh saw that they were going away from Palestine, he gathered his army and pursued them. His intention was to drive them back into slavery. Now the Egyptian army overtook the Hebrews as they camped on the shore of the Red Sea. The sea was before them. The army of Egypt was behind them. They faced a situation which was impossible for them to handle. And then God stepped in. By a strong east wind, God drove back the waters of the sea and parted them. A dry passage was provided through the bed of the sea, while a wall of water stood on each side. The Hebrews passed through in safety. Then the Egyptians pursued them into the sea, but God released the waters, and the military strength of Egypt was broken in one act of divine judgment. Now I see seven principles in that historical account which apply to the problems you face today, as well as the problems that they faced then. And these seven principles set forth the good which comes from adversity. 1. Impossible situations manifest the power of God. Now, who but God could control the wind to make it blow strongly from the east? Who but God could control the waters of the sea to make them stand up as a wall on each side? Who but God could dry overnight the bed of a sea which had been soaked for centuries so that the Hebrews could pass over on dry ground? The only one who could do it is He who gathers the waters of the sea together in a heap. God had no problem doing it. He who divides the sea with His power has no problem opening the way for His people to pass through. So look at the difficulties through which you have come. Do you see how God manifested His power on your behalf? That God has done those impossible situations in such a way that you could recognize His power is a proof that He continues to work in your life today. 2, impossible situations manifest the deliverance of God. After a night when the strong east wind blew, the bed of the Red Sea was dry. 3 million people, plus all their goods and livestock, walked through the sea without getting their feet wet. What a miracle! It matters not that God used a strong east wind. It was still a miracle of the first order. Now, the Egyptians thought that if the Hebrews could cross the sea, so could they, and they pursued their former slaves. But suddenly, the ground became soft. The wheels of the war chariots became clogged with mud. They could move only with great difficulty. They recognized that God was fighting for Israel and cried, "Back, back, we cannot fight against their God." And then the Lord released the waters and the army drowned. The deliverance of Israel was more than just sparing them at the Red Sea. Egypt controlled the land of Palestine at that time. And when her military power was broken, Israel's conquest of Palestine was assured. You see, God had delivered them from Egypt and into their promised land at one fell swoop. 3, impossible situations enable us to see the work of God. The work of God in delivering Israel and judging Egypt is called a mighty marvel or a wondrous power. And it was both. The wondrous power of God was manifest in such a way that the people marveled greatly at it. The Hebrews saw with their own eyes what God had done. I cannot estimate the times I've heard the testimony of one of God's dear children after passing through a great trial. "I could not have made it without the Lord," he would say. Or, "I saw God's power demonstrated in a way I've never seen it before." And the Bible says God has the power to help and to cast down. We believe it. But when we see His power demonstrated in our personal situations, we believe it emphatically. Fourth, impossible situations promote increased reverence toward God. Now, what was the reaction of the people upon seeing the mighty work of God? When the Hebrews saw His power at the Red Sea, they feared the Lord. Now, to fear God does not mean to feel terror or dread because of a sense of danger. It rather means to venerate Him, to stand in awe of Him. And that's the proper spirit of a finite person when he or she stands before the infinite and sovereign God. The Bible explains the reason why people rush into sin. There is no fear of God before their eyes. But who can see the power of God and not stand in awe of Him? Thank God for those situations which we cannot control and in which God steps in. They make us more reverent before Him than ever before. Fifth, impossible situations increase our faith in God. Having seen the power of God manifest in the miracle of the Red Sea, the Hebrews believed the Lord. That means they had greater confidence and trust in Him than ever before. Remember the saying, "All I have seen teaches me to trust God for all I have not seen." When difficulties arise, look for God's presence in them. He has not deserted you. He is teaching you to trust Him. So might we sing, "Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more." Sixth, impossible situations increase our respect for the leadership that God provides for us. The Red Sea miracle not only increased the people's confidence in God, it increased their confidence in Moses, the leader God had appointed over them. At first, they accused Moses of making a mistake and bringing them into the desert to die. And then they heard his words calling them to trust God and accept deliverance at his hand. And then God gave them a path through the sea. Suddenly they looked on Moses as a man who knew the way of God, and they followed him willingly. Now, Christians must look to their spiritual leaders and follow them as they follow Christ. You will face problems in life which will look like an impossible situation to you, but do not despair and do not rebel and do not give up hope. Remember the counsel of the man of God. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Sevilla D. Martin has well written, "Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, for God will take care of you." Our Father, God of all grace and power, thank You for this study. We promise to remember it when our impossible situations arise. We depend on Your grace to enable us to bear it and Your power to deliver us through it. Forgive us if we doubt, and strengthen us if we falter. We want to bear our trials as a testimony to our God. In Jesus' name, amen.